A new wave of beef farmers and ranchers are taking the reins of the beef checkoff. Many of these young producers and the staff managing checkoff programs weren't around when the beef checkoff was launched, so educating them on the history of the checkoff is critical to their understanding for future progress in driving demand for beef. South Dakota Beef Industry Council Director of Communications and Marketing Amanda Kammer recently took part in orientation for new beef checkoff directors and staff hosted by the Federation of State Beef Councils in Denver. She reports this lesson in history clarifies the role of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation at NCBA.
NCBA is more of a contractor of state councils. And more of the checkoff dollar is between, like, the state councils and the CBB, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, versus NCBA, because they're more in that contractor position for the state councils.
The orientation provided insight on the services available to state beef councils, including professional digital tools promoting beef to today's consumers.
The reason, I guess, to use them as an asset and a tool is because they probably have more of those materials to produce a product, a high-quality product as far as video and stuff, and then the state councils don't have to go out and get that kind of contracted out.
Kammer found the beef checkoff orientation very enlightening in understanding her role in marketing beef. But she admits her favorite part of the training was a tour of the professional beef kitchen.
The kitchen is there that you see where they test recipes and stuff, and so, yeah, those guys are pretty good chefs.
To learn more on the beef checkoff's role in driving demand for beef, visit sdbeef.org. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.